Chapter 12. The food at Andolfo's is startlingly bad. Margot's linguine tastes of nothing but calories and water. The chef has tried to dress the plates with fresh parsley, but it's still basic supermarket pasta with one-note tomato sauce. She didn't know people went to restaurants this bad anymore. Even the decor is awful. The tables are grey marble, too cold to rest a hand on, and the bare stone walls are varnished with wet look gloss. It looks like a Bond villain's cave. The place is busy and bustling, though. Everyone else seems to be enjoying the tasteless food except her. She begins to doubt herself because Jack Robertson is so enthusiastic. He smiles and nods and hums at his plate, sends his compliments to the chef.
"Isn't this delicious?"
he says, ripping off a portion from the garlic bread they're sharing. It tastes of oily tinfoil. Margot wonders if pregnancy has changed the enzymes in her saliva, or the consensus in the room is an elaborate practical joke. But it isn't. Either this level of bland is the perfect level of bland for the clientele, or no one here has ever been to another restaurant. She tries to think of something to say that isn't about the food. "I've never actually been here before." Jack smiles and nods.
"I hear that all the time. This place is one of those well-kept Glasgow secrets."
Jack is very likeable. He has the unshakable self-confidence of a man in his mid-50s who has neither lost his hair nor gotten fat. His skin is sun-kissed, as if he's just back from having an adventure somewhere exotic, and his hair is a loose silver mane framing his brown face. He's still wearing his grey leather trousers, but has changed into a yellow and black Versace shirt. He wears an antique Rolex and a chunky gold chain around his neck that rests on stray grey chest hairs. This feels like a date, or more specifically, as if Robertson is on a date and Margot is here for an interview. Sartorial flair is eyed with suspicion in the medical profession. She's wearing clothes that mark her out as a sensible person who will do her job, turn up on time and not steal meds.
"Why has your book been withdrawn from sale?"
"Legal reasons."
He puts his beer down.
"Martin MacPhail is suing me for naming him."
"As responsible for the murders?"
"Yes."
"Including the one that was tried today, where another man pled guilty?"
He shakes his head, reaches down to his large leather messenger bag on the floor.